Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tunisia is not a location many of us are particularly familiar with. Some may remember it was the site of the ancient city-state of Carthage, and that more recently it was ruled by France until independence in 1956. There are still connections with France, particularly among the educated elite, but the majority of the population are Muslim Arabs. A new film, A Son, opens on a celebration.
Santé!
Miriam has just got a big promotion. Her husband, Fares, suggests they go to a nearby resort for a weekend, along with their young son, Aziz. They're driving there, singing along with Aziz's favourite pop song, when they're stopped in their tracks. The middle-class urban family has been sheltered from the real-life dangers of rural Tunisia. So when a nearby police car comes under fire from a gang of terrorists, they find themselves in the line of fire. A bullet goes through a back window and hits young Aziz. Panicking, Miriam and Fares manage to get Aziz to a local hospital and then wait for word from the doctor. They wait and wait. Finally, the doctor comes out and tells them the bad news. Aziz is seriously injured and has only days to live unless they can come up with a liver transplant. Now, this is where it gets messy. Tunisia may seem like a westernised country with all the necessary hospital equipment, but it's still a devoutly Muslim country too. As the doctor says, organ transplants aren't part of their culture. There are very strict rules about who can and who can't donate organs. And suddenly, the terrified parents discover that their position is in a very grey area. Obviously, I can't offer much more plot description than this. Suffice to say, it's a story that twists and turns, and the build-up of past secrets and later lies creates almost unbearable suspense at times. A Son rests on a culture clash, certainly, where the Conservative government's strict adherence to the rules creates an impossible situation. But there's more. There are personal issues, and even the possible solutions are only available for a large sum of money. The film is the impressive debut of Tunisian writer-director Mehdi Barsawi. Prior to this, he'd only made a few short films. It's a little reminiscent of some recent Iranian films, notably the Oscar-nominated A Separation. It has the same perfect balance between the views of the man and the woman. Barsawi's editing is often brilliant, but it adds car chase tension to the mix.
No.
Before the end, both Fares and Miriam will face decisions and sacrifices, but a son never feels contrived or manipulative. Like every good film, wherever it comes from, it just feels endlessly human.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.